You're listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, licensed teacher, and energy healer, with more than 12 years experience working with clients and students from all over the world. You'll receive messages that'll show you how to manifest a life you truly love, from empowering personal development to discovering your very own inner magic. The secrets shall be revealed. All right, well, if you're anything like me, I am an introvert. Maybe you are an introvert as well. I have felt utterly and completely stuck before and in many different ways. And perhaps you have also felt the same way, just totally stuck. Maybe you would explain it and describe it in a different way, but it's basically feeling like you're just not getting anywhere. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to proceed. You might be feeling anxious, you might be feeling numb, you might be feeling as though you just can't figure it out and you don't want to do anything. So if that rings true to you for right now, then welcome to this episode about getting unstuck and why you may be feeling stuck in the first place. Currently in my life, I'm feeling a little stuck right now. Not totally. I've felt this more intensely before, but it comes in waves. It certainly comes in waves. In some days I feel it, and in some moments I feel it. For the most part, I'm feeling like I'm in the flow with the universe, but there's a bit of stuckness that I am experiencing. And like I said, it comes and goes. So let's look at five different ways you might be feeling stuck and how the hell we can deal with this, because you're not alone. You are not alone in this shitty feeling. It is a shitty feeling, I will say. Reason number one, or why you might be feeling stuck, is you're doubting yourself and your abilities. You're just simply not trusting the process. Maybe you're not trusting yourself. Maybe you're not trusting in your abilities to create whatever it is you want to create. And perhaps you might not even be aware that you're untrusting of this feeling, or untrusting of yourself, or distrusting in what's happening. And you might not even be aware of it. But now that I've mentioned it, now you can be more aware of it. You have to ask yourself, am I just not trusting myself? Am I not trusting what is happening before me? Am I not trusting? Am I resisting this process? Am I holding on too tight? Am I not allowing things to flow? Am I just not trusting? And am I doubting myself and my abilities? So you have to ask yourself. Now, this is something that I have dealt with for many, many years, of not trusting in my abilities and my talents and what I am doing. And it's almost like the thing that you're most naturally gifted with, it's almost like you don't even recognize it because it comes so naturally to you. But I bet you if you would start to just notice what it is that you're doing, or you're thinking about often, or what you're really, really passionate about, or things that you want to start to focus on, you might just recognize, oh my gosh, this is a natural talent of mine. This is a natural passion of mine. This is so natural that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, okay? And so it might not feel that way because you might have been raised to believe that you must work strenuously. You must work so hard to create the reality that you want. But is that true within your very own being? No, you don't have to work necessarily hard. Now, that doesn't mean that what you want in life is going to be given to you. Perhaps it is. easily. It's not going to be giving to you easily. Maybe a little bit in one hand, but the other hand is maybe not so much. I mean, you do have to work for what it is, but overall, what I'm trying to say is please, please, please begin to trust in your abilities, trust in your talents, trust in your gifts, start to recognize them and believe in them. And what I was saying before is like maybe you were raised to believe a certain way in the fact that like maybe you have to work really, really hard, or maybe you were in a previous relationship where someone put you down about your abilities, or they weren't very encouraging to say the least, or maybe they just didn't believe in you. And so all of these negative things may have impacted you before. Now, you don't necessarily need to figure out why you may be distrusting yourself or untrusting. I'm trying to figure out if it's untrusting or distrusting or if it's both. I'm not trusting myself is what's happening. So anyways, there's a prime example right there, is just allowing for things to just flow and allowing for things to just be and just trusting in yourself and what it is that you want to explore, what it is that you want to do, even if you're just brand new with it, even if you're just at the very beginning stages of wanting to create something or do something, or you want to say something, or you want to communicate something to someone. Whatever it is, it could be at the very beginning stages as well, and you might not be fully embracing what's happening, or you're doubting your abilities. But that's one of the reasons why you may be feeling stuck, is that you're not fully embracing your abilities and yourself and the situation and what's happening. Now, if you begin to trust and let go of the resistance and let go of the doubt and just begin to allow for things to just flow and know that whatever happens, you're going to be able to handle the results. You're going to be able to handle whatever happens afterwards. No one is out to, what my granny has said before, no one's out to chew you up and spit you out. And if they do, then so be it, but you'll be just fine and you'll be stronger on the other side as well. So begin to trust yourself. Now you might be thinking, well, how the hell can I trust my abilities even more? So let's look into how you can trust your abilities even more. Just have fun with it. Have fun with it. At least try to have fun. Explore. Try something new. Maybe buddy up with someone or join a course or a class. Allow someone to teach you something that you are interested in. Allow for yourself to make mistakes. And know that everyone makes mistakes. And actually, I don't even like using the word mistakes, because I really don't feel like there's any mistakes necessarily. I feel like there's always a learning experience, not really a mistake. But call it what you will. Either way, everyone learns, everyone does things or says things, or they look back on their life and they're like, man, damn it, I could have done that better. So if you start to think, okay, everyone has messed up before, then it's almost like it gives you the permission. It's like you're giving yourself the permission to just be who you are, without the doubt, without the mistrust, without the uncertainty. It's like, you know what, I'm just gonna do it. That's one way to get unstuck, is by just trusting in yourself and just doing whatever it is that you want to do. And trusting in yourself comes with trusting in the aftermath as well. So it's almost like you might be afraid to do something because you feel like you won't be able to handle it, or what if you hurt someone's feelings, or what if it's not the right move? Well, then you're just going to learn from that experience and you're going to move on. But you're not going to be able to make much progress if you stay stuck mistrusting yourself or untrusting yourself. You're just going to stay stuck, and you don't want that. You don't want to stay stuck, or else you wouldn't be feeling this feeling of wanting to be unstuck. All right, moving on. The second reason why you might be feeling this stuckness feeling is that your energy is stagnant. You must change something. Something in your environment needs to change. Either your thoughts, your habits, your perspective on the situation, your environment, maybe where you're living, maybe the relationship you're in, maybe your career, your job, maybe it's a family member that you just really, really, really aren't getting along with, maybe it is a choice that you made or a doubt that you have within yourself. Something needs to change. You must move the energy. You have to change the energy. It's stagnant. It's stagnant. It is stuck. You can think of it as the same way. Move the energy. Now you can physically move the energy by literally getting your butt up off of the couch or the chair. Not saying you're lazy, but we all do this, where we, maybe not lifestyle, but we have this way of being where we just are in our ways, right? We're just in our ways. We're living our lives. Things are maybe they're mundane. We're going in and out. We're doing our thing. But it's almost like this sense of adventure. Something within you is wanting to just change. Okay, so whether it's yourself, maybe something about yourself needs to change, or it's your environments, or it's your thinking processes, or your way of living life, your way of being, something needs to change. And you're probably not going to want to change it. And maybe that's why you're feeling stuck, is because you know deep down in your heart it needs to change, and yet you are super resistant of changing it. Now, I say this because I know this, and getting out of your comfort zone just sucks. It completely sucks. But what's worse, staying in your comfort zone forever and feeling stuck, or getting a little uncomfortable for just a short amount of time and then flowing freely with life and feeling abundance and actually getting what you want out of life and exploring and going after it? So you might feel uncomfortable for just a minute. You might have to deal with something that you don't really want to deal with. You might have to do something or say something that you don't want to do. But you have to ask yourself, what's worse? Staying in this position where you are deeply unhappy and unsatisfied with yourself and what's going on around you, or just being uncomfortable for just a brief moment and making the move and changing something? You've got to change it. Now, if it's a habit, it's going to take a little bit longer to change that. You're going to have to stick with it. You're going to have to roll with it. You're going to have to make small adjustments to make long-term successes happen, okay? But if it's a bigger move, such as leaving a relationship or moving out of state because you feel this urge to get out of state, or dropping your career with your big time role that you just aren't happy with anymore, these are all big steps. And those are moments in your life that you have to just take the chances and roll with it. Otherwise, you're going to continue feeling this dissatisfaction within yourself, this sense of dishonoring who you truly, truly are. Now, you may have thought, well, this is what I've always wanted, and this is who I've always wanted to be with, and this is my reality, and this is the job I've always wanted, and the career I've always wanted. But if there's something in your heart that you know that you need to change, and you probably know what it is, that is your soul, that's your higher self saying, okay, just because you wanted it before doesn't mean you have to have it forever. You're not stuck in this position forever. So you have to make the move. I know it's not going to be easy. It's not going to feel good necessarily. But once you break the threshold, once you get across the bridge, once you move past the uncomfortable feeling, which will only last a short time, you're going to have a total transformative, unbelievable, exciting moment in your life where you're going to feel the sense of freedom. Now, at first it might feel a little scary, but you're going to figure things out. You've figured everything out up to this point in your life, and you're going to figure it out. So don't doubt yourself. Going back to that first reason why you might be feeling stuck is you might be doubting yourself and your decisions. Trust in yourself, trust in your decisions, trust in making the move. Change the energy. Energy is everything, and everything is energy. You must change it. All right, moving on to the third reason why you might be feeling stuck is that you're not listening to your intuition or your higher self. Now, this goes back to number one and number two why you might be feeling stuck. You're just not listening to your intuition. You're not listening to the deeper part of yourself. You're not listening to it. Now, you might hear it, and it's probably tapping on your shoulder. Maybe it's subtle. Maybe it is consistent. Maybe it comes in flashes. Maybe it's not so subtle. Maybe you're having nightmares or dreams, or maybe you're experiencing things that are uncomfortable. Maybe you're just dealing with it. You're just dealing with your reality. But your intuition, your innate wisdom that lives within you, this beautiful, wild side of you that's within you, this natural part of you, your higher self, your soul being, your very, very essence is telling you otherwise. Something is telling you, something is encouraging you, it's reassuring you, and you might be getting in your own way. That's probably what's happening. You're not listening to your intuition, you're getting your own way, and you're talking yourself out of it. So in order to get unstuck, in order to stop this feeling of ickiness, this feeling of dread, this feeling of I can't do it, this feeling of, oh, I guess I'll just deal with it, or this feeling of, oh, this is what I wanted, this feeling of, well, you know, I can handle it, this feeling of, it goes on and on and on. And I forget where I was even going with that statement. That happens too. You know within you what to do, and you gotta listen to it, and you gotta follow it. You have to start recognizing this deep part of you that's telling you what to do. Even if it's scary, you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna make the move. You're going to get past it. You can have support. You can have guidance. You can have a coach to help you along. You can have someone to help you along. You're not going to do it alone necessarily unless that's what you feel that you need to do. But you have friends, you have family, you have those people next to you that's going to help you. You're not going to do it alone. You've got to listen to yourself. You have to listen to yourself. You already know what you need to do. Okay. Now you might not know the exact steps. You might not know exactly how it's going to come out. You might not know exactly what to say or step by step by step by step. You can write it out. You can come up with a plan if you need to. But in order to get unstuck, in order to move on, in order to live the life that you truly, truly want to live, you got to listen to yourself and you have to follow your intuition. You have to do it. You can do it. No one in this entire world moves on with their life without feeling a sense of fear. Every single body, every single person, every single body, buddy, whatever it is, everybody experiences fear. Everybody. If you're a human being, you experience fear. Animals experience fear. You're not alone. So that's also helpful as well, is just recognizing that everyone experiences fear and that you're not alone. But the magic is when you feel the fear and you do it anyway. You feel it, you experience it, you recognize it, and just try to associate this fear with just excitement. Okay, I know it might be easier said than done, but just align this fear that you're experiencing with the sense of, okay, what's on the other side? All right, it's worth it. I can make the move. I gotta do it. I know it. And then just pull the plug and do it. Rip the band-aid off and do it. You can do it. You can do it. Your dreams are worth it. Your aspirations, your soul, your higher self, everything that is unfolding before you. You have so much to look forward to. The fourth reason why you might be feeling stuck is that you're allowing someone or something or some scenario to dictate your reality. You are allowing something, some other force, to control you in some way. Now, that might be a harsh statement to make, and maybe you don't want to admit that, but we're all responsible for our own happiness or unhappiness. Now, that's my belief. And that's what I truly, truly know and have experienced time and time again, that you've got to recognize what it is that is sort of dictating things for you. And is that the way that you want to continue your life? Is someone or something or some scenario or situation or job or career dictating things for you, or do you want the freedom? Now, this is not to say that there are going to be some things that we need to allow to control us in some way. And what I mean by that is there are rules, there are things that we need to follow. You know, it's not like we can all just go running around like we're mad men and women and being totally careless. Of course, we have to have some sort of structure, is where I'm getting with that. If you're feeling stuck, then that's probably because you're not allowing yourself to fully control your reality that you want. And instead, you might be blaming someone else. Maybe you're saying it's his fault. He does this, he does that. She does this, she does that. She doesn't let me do this. I can't get out because my boss does this. You know, it's all these different things that you are creating as an excuse to stay where you are. But is that where you really, really want to stay? Probably not if you're feeling stuck. And again, it could be a long-term feeling of stuckness. Maybe it's just a quick, subtle, short-term feeling of stuckness. And even then, even if it's short-term, even if it's just a quick stuckness feeling, it's still all the same. You can still tap into your intuition. You can still make the move. You can still change the energy. You can still stop doubting yourself. It doesn't have to be some traumatic or dramatic experience in your life. And maybe it is. Maybe this is the perfect time to hear this. And honestly, this all reigns very, very true to me in my heart. There are moments that I have had to walk away from situations that were utterly, completely heartbreaking, and I didn't know what else to do besides I knew in my heart that I felt the sense of enabling and I wasn't really helping the situation and I just had to walk away. And it was the hardest thing, one of the hardest things I ever had to do. And yet after that, I just trusted in God and I was gonna say the spirit and the universe and whatever you wanna call it. I trusted that this person will be taken care of. This person will be on their way. This person will heal. After trying for so long and so hard and recognizing that what I was doing was not helping because we're all responsible for our own happiness or unhappiness, that person was responsible for their reality. And nothing that I could do anymore was helping. So I had to change the energy, which I was giving that person my everything, but it was not helping. I had to change the energy, and by changing it, I decided to go a different route, and I decided to leave the reality up to them. And in doing so, although I was terrified because I felt like that person was literally going to pass away if I was not there helping them, I actually thought that if I walk away, this person might actually die. This person might actually, you know, all these different sad scenarios going in my mind, and I would have felt this sense of guilt. But something, I say something, this deep part of me said, you need to change what you're doing. It's not helping. Even though you think you're helping, it's not helping. And so I had to walk away. And you know what? That changed the entire reality and all for the best. It was all for the best. This person got their life together. This person helped themselves. This person probably sat there and thought, which I don't really know what this person thought, but I can imagine, this person thought, I have to get my shit together. I have to do this. I can't keep living my life like this. And I think by walking away helped that person recognize that they had the strength within them to do it. They had it all along, but I had to change it. And all of a sudden, it wasn't about so much my sense of freedom, but I did. I felt this weight lift. And I just trusted that God or spirit in the universe was going to take care of this person. And sure enough, like I said, everything is beautiful to this day. This person is empowering. This person is strong. This person is, well, on the way to complete success. Now, and it was up to that person. I think partly my actions of what I did helped, but I also think that that person's action also helped. With that being said, you can get unstuck. You can move along. You can change your reality. You're not stuck in this finite situation forever. Even if you wished it on your every star that this is what you wanted, something is telling you deep within to change. And again, it might not be some traumatic experience. It could just be some small, minute detail that you need to change. Either way, take control in your own hands. Trust that you can make a decision. Trust that you can create the reality that you want. And again, you don't have to do it by yourself, but you have the power within you. You have the control within yourself. You can do it. You can do it. You do not need to allow anyone or anything dictate. You give yourself the permission to live the life that you want. And the final and fifth reason why you might be feeling stuck is you're not taking responsibility for your own happiness or unhappiness. And I know I mentioned this before, and I just got slightly distracted. I looked at the clock, and you're certainly listening to this at a different time, but it is 2:22. And going on a little bit of a tangent here, or a side note, my grandma, I can just see her little finger going back and forth. She would always say 2:22. And to me, what 2:22 means is to not give up before the miracle, to keep pushing forward, to keep moving ahead, to trust in yourself, to trust in the process. And you have to recognize that if something is bothersome to you, if something is tugging at your heart, you have the capacity to figure it out. You have all of the answers within you. You have the willpower to make changes. You have the capacity to change your reality and to take responsibility for your life, to 100% take responsibility for what is happening. Now, this leads me to think, or leads me to believe, that perhaps something happened in your past, which there's something happened in my past as well, that we couldn't control, right? Especially as young children, we are especially vulnerable at that time. And it's not our fault. It's no one's fault, okay? But to continue blaming someone for your happiness to this day is really just stripping the power away from yourself. You're just stripping it away from yourself. Now, it's okay to, if you feel like you need to blame someone for a short while, for a short time, in a way this could be healing, but to continually blame someone, or that's just going to create bitterness within you. So you have to eventually forgive, maybe not their actions, but to forgive maybe the situation, the scenario, whatever happened, and then to take responsibility for your current feelings and for what's happening currently in your life. And if you continue to blame, you're just projecting that energy onto someone else, and then you no longer have control once it's projected onto someone else. But you have control of what's happening within you and your feelings and your thoughts. And you know, a thought might pop up and you're like, whoa, that was a really negative thought. That happens. We have intrusive thoughts. We all do. And the key here is just to recognize those thoughts and just, you know, start to recognize them and then just change them, okay? So you're not gonna be perfect. You're not always gonna have positive thoughts. Hell no, you're not always gonna have positive thoughts. But the better that you get, the more attention that you bring to your thoughts, the more that you can adjust them immediately, okay? So again, that's also taking responsibility, is by adjusting your thoughts, making changes. And all of this goes hand in hand with everything that we said before. So if you're feeling stuck, it's got to be one of these reasons, right? So either you're doubting yourself, you're not trusting who you are, you're not trusting your abilities, maybe your energy is stagnant, your environment's stagnant, something is just holding you back. Again, most likely it's just yourself holding you back, because otherwise you might be allowing someone or something else to hold you back, right? So that's still you holding yourself back because you're allowing someone else to hold you back. Maybe you're just not listening to your intuition and you're just not taking responsibility for your unhappiness or unhappiness. And so I know that this might have felt brutally truthful or brutally honest, and I'm certainly not meaning to sound that way at all. I'm saying all of this because I have been through all of these. I came up with all of these because this is something that I have personally dealt with. I see my clients over and over again, my students over again, experiencing this time and time and time again. But you can do it. You can do it. You can change your current reality, you can change your thoughts, you can change the way that you are. And is it going to be easy? Probably not. Is it worth it? 100% is it worth it? Oh my gosh. You have so much to look forward to. You have so much to embrace. You have so much abundance to bring into your life. And I bet you, I already know that you're abundant from the inside out. You're already there, but it's just weeding out. It's starting to prune all of these things that are happening in your life that are just no longer helping you, and they're no longer benefiting you. They're no longer here for your highest good. Maybe at one point, this person or the situation, this job or this attitude or whatever it is was here for you for the highest good, but is it helping you still? You have to ask yourself, is this still helping me? And then you have to ask yourself, what can I do to change? How can I help myself? What can I do to help myself? You can do it. You can do it. You're not actually stuck. You're not actually stuck. It is just a feeling within you, but this feeling is coming from your intuition and your higher self, because you know in your heart something needs to change. Change it, take action, trust the process. You've got this. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're already doing it. Believe, believe, believe in your magic, and you shall receive. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.